Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, November 2nd, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the prophet Walter Makaya Saka.
And to join our discussion, as usual, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 Metamoa frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us on www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Prophet Walter Makaya, who claimed recently that he has found an AIDS cure.
Prophet Makaya, who told his congregants last Sunday that he had discovered an HIV and cancer cure, was arrested and released on a $300 bail today. His claims infuriated the government, which asked him to apologize yesterday.
Prophet Makaya apologized yesterday for informing the world that he had discovered a cure for HIV and cancer, but police arrested him and charged him with contravening some sections of the Medicines and Allied Substances Control Act for advertising medicine without approval.
What is your take on this issue?
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we are live streaming our show on Facebook pages as follows, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VO Indebele. Yeah, we're looking for it.
Honguka hamwadiwa nasi, tinauti tinge tichitaritsa nezve nyaya ya konzera mutauro wakanyanya munyika. Zvichitevera mashoko. Prophet Walter Makaya VPhD Ministries ekuti vanga vaona mushonga unonzi aguma unorapa iwo chirwere cheHIV nechegomarara. Asi hurumende navana chiremba vakabva vati aiwa vanenge vanga vakurumidza kumedza kutsenga vachada. Nekuti kana munhu achizviti awana mushonga wakadai zvinenge zvichida kuti utange waendeswa kubazi rehurumende rinoona nezveutano woongororwa kuti ungakwanise here kuti unge uchishandiswa mune vanhu muchitariswawo zvingava zvingakanganise utano hwavo kana kuti atingati maside effects. Izvi zvakapa kuti vamagaya vasungwe nezuro nemapurisa vakaenda kumahofisi avo ndokunosecha ikoko vachinotora atingati masamples emushonga iwoyo. Nasi ndopavanze vabhadhare mari yechibatiso inosvika iyo madhora mazana matatu $300 vachibva vaburitswa vachinzi vadzoke mumwedzi uno mukupera kwemwedzi uno kudare redzimosva Gibbs.
Ye kunjalo ke Blessing, siyabonga kakhulu. Ye tizuluka ndaba lingalitshona njani lapha likhona. Ye lamhla ke sixoxa ngokwehlele umprofita uWalter Makaya. Siyakhumbula ukuthi ngesonto edluleyo uMakaya ke watshela abantu ukuthi usethole umuthi wokwelapha-ke i-cancer kumbe ngithi mvukuzane. Kuzobuya njalo le-HIV wathi umuthi wangkhona kuthiwa yi-aguma. Ubekhulumeke esithi umuthi lo uhambe wawulolongisa khonangale ke kumbe ngithi wawulungisa khonangale ke kwele India. So ke abantu ke bathi bekuzwa khonokho abanye bathaba kodwa uhulumende wazonda ongaza kubonakale. So uhulumende ke umcele ukuthi axolise wakwenza khonokho izolo kodwa wasebotshwa ke uMakaya kwathiwa hey Makaya lapho wephule umthetho. Umthetho wephuleyo ukuthi akumelanga ubikele uZulu ungakakhulumanisani lohulumende kumbe kungakacubungula ukuthi khonokho okuthi ulakho kuhamba njani. So ke wasevalelwa ke izolo lamhla wakhitshwa esehlawuleke isibambiso sebail $300. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kubona njani khonoko ke okwenze okwehlele uMakaya. Kunjalo ke mfowethu.
Honguka hamwadiwa. Pane vamwe vari pa Facebook page yedu yeShona. Tina My Nigel Esnat Muradzi vari kuti I'm watching. Thank you so much. Sarah Mazengera watching from South Africa. Angelina Mutsoka, Deben. Then we have Mawite Marvin, arikungoti hashtag Makaya. We have Tabo Nyati watching from Pretoria. Makaya anga achida mari dzevanhu ngaafire mujeri. Godfrey Muchabveyo watching from Harare. Fidelis Sankara Chimombe, the prophet shouldn't have made the announcement without scientific and medical backing of his claim. Evidence, Kapatamayo, watching from Pretoria, South Africa. Of course, today, Gibbs, our focus is on his claims. This is a matter that is before the courts. Mm-hmm. So there are some issues that we are not going to be discussing here, whether Magaya is guilty or not. That is up to the courts to decide. So, of course, in our comments, we should always consider that in our minds, that any matter that is before the courts, he is innocent until proven guilty. Mm-hmm. That's how it works.
Yeah.
So, of course, we just want to talk about the concerns, what should have been done. But the legality of it all, it's not for us to decide. Gibbs.
Definitely. I think we are joined by our first guest, and that is Apostle Midian Dube. Baba Dube, kunjan? Yes, Apilakul, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, you are a minister of religion, and what we're trying to get at here is the way government treated Prophet Magaya, and you are an apostle of whoever. We know it, right? So, at the end of the day, is it really possible for a prophet to actually get this kind of vision or whatever you call it, you guys, when you get this kind of thing that goes around you? And then you are told there is some kind of herbs somewhere, and then you go and get those herbs and start healing people. Is that possible, really, or you have to follow the Bible?
I will speak from a biblical point of view, truly. We are figure Jeremiah, I think Jeremiah 9. Abantu bayagula bayafa. And God showed the prophet Jeremiah a tree that was called the palm. Uti yena, is there no palm in Gilead? Why are my people dying? And that palm was used to heal. Let's go to Revelation 21. I saw in heaven a river of life, and I saw a tree of life whose leaves were used as medicine to nations. So I just want to say it is possible for God to show a vision of any treatment, because prophets are normally risen in a time of a crisis. When Israel is going through a crisis, God raises Gideon to go and destroy the altars of Baal. But let's talk about this case of Prophet Magaya.
Mm-hmm.
I think the problem that was there is the procedure that was followed. Mm-hmm. Because Ministry of Health, the drug regulations board, yes, procedures to be followed. First of all, you cannot import any medicine and begin to use it without it being given a written affirmation or confirmation that it is not harmful to people.
Mm.
Whenever you have gotten a drug or any form of herbal medicine that has to be used, it must be registered with the Medicines Control Council of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
And that act actually criminalizes anyone who announces that he has found a cure for anything without the express authority of the Minister of Health through the Medicines Control Council. Mm-hmm. I think this is where the problem is, and this is where Magaya fell short. He shouldn't have announced before registration. Otherwise, for him to find the medicine, it's biblical. It's not an issue. There are many times where Elisha was shown a tree, and he used it in the book of Exodus to purify the water in Marah that was bitter. It was not through him. It was through what God has released. But I am saying we are operating within the legal framework of the countries where we are. And we must respect the laws of the land. As the Bible also says, respect those that are in authority, for they are not there on their own, but they are God ordained.
Thank you so much, Apostle Dube. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the Prophet Walter Magaya controversy. He announced that he has found a cure for HIV/AIDS. It's called Aguma. But of course, authorities were not amused, and he was subsequently arrested yesterday and released today on bail. Of course, before coming on air, we did try to talk to his lawyer, Mr. Everson Chatambuza. Initially, he had said he was in a meeting and we should try to call him in 30 minutes, which we did. Unfortunately, his phone was not being answered, so we assume he was still in a meeting, but we did try to reach out to Prophet Magaya's lawyer to hear his side of the story, which unfortunately could not happen. And then we have Gibbs, our second guest, Dr. Fortune Nyamande. Dr. Nyamande, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm doing great. Now, Dr. Nyamande, your association raised serious concerns with what Mr. Magaya did. What is the problem? You are a medical practitioner. What should have been done and why were you concerned?
Oh, thank you so much for the question. I think our bone of contention with what Mr. Walter Magaya had done was the way in which he unprocedurally announced his purported claim to have found a cure for HIV and AIDS. And also, we actually hear that he did not only announce, but there were suspicions that he was in the process of actually distributing and selling products that falsely mislead the public into believing that they will cure HIV. So from a medical perspective, you know, there are a lot of negative repercussions that come along with those assertions. Firstly, at a public health level, if the community is told that a cure for HIV has been found, what are the implications? There is likely to be increased risky behavior amongst the people. There is likely going to be defaulting from the currently existing antiretroviral regimen. And if people default from their medication, this will in turn will lead to risk of resistance. You know, the currently available drugs will no longer be effective in controlling the HIV pandemic as we have been doing. You know, Zimbabwe as a country has been doing a lot in terms of bringing down the number of new infections, in terms of increasing the number of people who are under antiretroviral therapy, and also in terms of coming up with people with suppressed viral load. So Mr. Magaya's assertion had very catastrophic and negative consequences at a public health scale. It was a public health disaster, if you could say, and that is where we came in as Zimbabwe doctors for human rights.
Thank you so much. That there is Dr. Fortune Nyamande. He's currently in Sweden, furthering his studies. Zvavari kutaura, Dr. Nyamande, vari kutiwo zvakaipira zvanga zvaitwa na vamagaya ndezvekuti vanhu kana vakufunga kuti mushonga wawanikwa vamwe vanopedzisira vakuita zvepabonde vasina kudzivirira. Vari kutiwo vanhu vakasamwa mushonga Gibbs, chirwere chinogona kuzotadza kurapika kana kuti chinenge chaakunetsa. Nekudaro zvakakosha kuti vanhu varambe vachimwa mishonga yavo yemaARVs vakaregedza. Zvinogona kukonzera matambudziko
kakhulu. So kutavangekela phela kuyacina kuchinja iface yakho kuti nxazofaka iphilisi leliyana zokuresista. Ye kunjalo ke sikuyele kuapostle
mtere sataenda kuna vatube. Mkoma ataku makadi
ndiripo makadi yomkoma Jonga.
Aiwa ndi mkoma Zulu na mkoma Gibbs nasi asitaura henyu tinzwe. Aiwanesu tinofara
ndariro ya Prophet W. Magaya. Ndingati approach yaida kuipana kuita pakao yekuti vagotora matembo zvachovaro kuti hashandi here. Ndomwana wangu andiri kuitawo. Mhm. Ndizvo manira kuti nayi vano kuzvika kuti pamari kwane kuzvika kuzvishanda imama ku mutsira munzvakada kuzvidzita.
Mhm.
And I like it a good but still the men who can say my challenges as you are stuck on my solution. Ane zvinhu zvakatanga ka haina kuti akaona ari munhu anenge achiona ma solutions kwa kwa. Anongoda i support. Ndo vanhu vakawanda vatinoda kuti tine nawo ma community zvavo. Kuti pakaita dambudziko anenge chipin kutsvaga solution. Inoda support. Ndakakora churali dzaisiyo ne government yokindira. Kuri kuti muonesere. Basi zvanga zviri negedini ho support kuti vaona kuti dzati chiwa. Kuri dzatono tinoshanda izve.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma taku nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. What Taku is saying is that you know they should give him a chance. They should first try out the drugs before actually arresting him. So he's saying that maybe it works. There's no danger in giving it a try, Gibbs.
So Baba Apostle Midden Dube ngesindebele sibili. Ubona ngani kumele anikwe ithuba lokuthi azame ukuthi ayithulele izulu ukuthi umuntu wona lawo njalo ukuthi utestwe into ezinjalo.
Inkinga engilayo kuphela Dube ukuthi ungani thina singabantu abamnyama asikholwa ukuthi umuntu angenza ulutho. Okuliqiniso ukuthi umuthi kwamagaya ungabe ungasebenzi, ungabe usebenza. But ngubani ozamileyo wawubona uyasebenza kuba usebenza. I-Medical Controls Council of Zimbabwe nasi lo hlupho olunje lwe-HIV. Abantu abalali ngokuzama ukudinga ama-solutions ukuthi kungalungisiswa kuthi wena abantu bangasizakala bakuthi wena. Engingakutsho ukuthi kabamncedise bathathe ama-samples bawatheste batsho kuzulu ukuthi hhayi sibonile ukuthi iphilisi leli liyasebenza okwesibanga esingaka kalisebenzi okwesibanga esingaka ngoba okunye futhi abantu okumele babe lakho yikuthi loko alisebenza angithi dube siyaphuma ngendaba yalokho esithi ngokungadingekiyo ama-side effects ama-side effects angikhona yini nxa kuyikuthi iphilisi lelo liyasebenza ngempela bamncedise aliregiste abe le-patent kilo ngabe kuthiwa ngumlungu okhuluma ukuthi uthole i-cure ngabe utshithe njengomagaya yini. So abantu ake sifundeni ukusekelana nxa umuntu ezama ukuza lento engasiza uzulu kuphambaniseke emthethweni langendlela bemele ayilungise kodwa kakuqondisa ukuthi ha-a bekungamelanga wenze njalo umthetho uthi buyela emuva uqale phansi le-Ministry of Health ukwenzela ukuthi engxenye umagaya angabe eze lo mbono kumbe eze lo muthi ozosiza abantu beZimbabwe. Kodwa ungaphonga ulahlwa nje kanjalo ukuthi usebotshiwe awurejistwanga kusiza bani ekugcineni ngoba abantu abagulelwa yisobo nabagulayo badinga umuntu ongeza le khambi elingaqeda ubunzima abaphakathi kwabo.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu Blessing. What Apostle Midden Dube is saying is that the government should have actually given him some leeway to say, okay, let's test Aguma and see whether it works. Because there are so many people that are waiting for this kind of treatment. So he says, I think he was treated in a bad way, according to him. Yeah.
Todzoka kwa muri Dr. Nyamande, muripo iripa rara.
Yes, I'm there.
Dr. Nyamande, kazhinji kana mishonga. Ichida kunzi ione kuti ino shanda zvii chaizvo zvinoitwa navana chiremba isati yatanga kutengeswa zvatinge tataka kuona zvanga zvada kuitika.
Alright, tinotenda. Ndinoti kana mushonga ichinge toti pari kutsvagwa mushonga unorapa chirwere chatisina mushonga kana kuti mushonga inoimprova pane mushonga yatinayo pari zvino. Pane anoitwa anonzi pane procedure inoitwa chekutanga munhu anoapplya for inonzi ethical clearance yekuti akwanise kuita research yake. Saka kuti ukwanise kutraya mushonga pavanhu kana pamhuka chaipo chero kuti ungotanga kuita research yako unofanira kutanga waapply inonzi ethical clearance. Saka ethical clearance inopuhwa ne the Medical Research Council of Zimbabwe. kana uchinge wapuwa ethical clearance, muethical clearance unonyatsotsanangura kuti dambudziko raunoda kugadzirisa nderipi, ucharigadzirisa sei, uchasharisa mushonga upi, ucharikruta ane mutsadzi yako, uchagadzirisa sei kana paine maside effects ari negative. Ende hazvingoitwi nemunhu wose wose, zvinotoitwa nemunhu anenge ari trained zvekare mufield yacho. Saka inini handikwanise kuti ndoda kunotsvaga mushonga unorapa zvemhuka, indisiri chiremba wemhuka. Kune kana tikutaura mushonga unoshanda kuvanhu, unofanira kunge uri a trained person ane background yekuti zvinhu zvauri kuita zvinoenderana nezvawakafunda. So danho iroro harikwanisi kunge richijambwa kuti iwe unongoti wototanga kunoimplementa kuti ndine mushonga wandiri kungoti unoshanda usina kunge waita research, usina kunge waita anonzi maclinical trials anoratidza kuti mushonga wacho uri safe here, unoshanda here, hauna here mamwe maside effects anogona kuzouya in future. Unoona ngochishanda mushonga wako asi pamwe unoona kuzokreata mamwe matrain akatoipisisa kupfuura atinawo parizvino. So you know, kana tichitaura nezvesainzi, hatizvi zvekuti unongomuka kuti ndaona mushonga ndakutoimplimenta zvakati. So ndoda kuripunda kune anotakuataura kuti hanzi dai hurumende yatanga yatesa mushonga wamagaya kuti inoshanda here isati yamurambidza. Hazvinzi kwaro. Sandiwo tikadaro tinenge taseta inonzi a very bad precedent munyika, kuti munhu wese angofunga kuti ndine mushonga wangu anotanga atoutengesa kana anotanga audistributa kuti apruve kuti unoshanda. In medicine the onus iri pauri iwewe munhu adiscover mushonga kuti upruve kuti mushonga wako unoshanda uri safe uchishandisa maregulations ari under the Ministry of Health aka ari tried and tested. Haukwanise kungomhanya unoti zvoni ndawana mushonga saka ndakutoushandisa inini chipi chindiprovai wrong. Iwewe ndo unofanira kupruva kuti mushonga wako unoshanda. So in other words muchirungu toti Prophet Magaye jumped the gun. Vaifanira kutanga vachagavana chiremba vakafunda zvinoenderana nesubject yavanga varida kuresearcha uno. Kana vachinge vachagana vachiremba, vana chiremba voapply for the clearance, voita due process inodiwa kuti vaite research yemushonga wavo. Kana research ichinge yapruva, then ndopaivaizoenda kunoregista mushonga wavo kunzi mushonga unoshanda uye unobvinza kutengeswa muZimbabwe. Kutorina mamwe maresearch anokwanisa kutoitwa, hazvirevi kuti research yese yese inongoitwa inoreva kuti mushonga wacho unozoshanda muZimbabwe. Kune dzimwe mushonga dzinoona kunge dzichitoshanda kune dzimwe nyika asi dzisiri registered muZimbabwe. So it's a process which we think kuti vamagaya havana kutevedzera process, havana kutevedzera mutemo, havana kutevedzera the procedure inofanira kuitwa. Tiri kudzira neupenyu hwevanhu. Upenyu hwevanhu hwakakosha. Hatikwanisi kuti kana upenyu hwemunhu wani tirapiro neupenyu hwemunhu wani inyaya yekuti tiri kutesa mushonga. So pane maways ekuti mushonga unongoteswa kana kumhuka wozobva kumhuka wozoenda kuvanhu zvichidaro. So I think the way yakaitwa naamagai hatisati tamboiona pasi rose.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nyamande. He's explaining the processes that are needed, you know, before your whatever your medicine is certified to work in human beings. He's even giving examples. You see those big rats that they sometimes use, the scientists, and at times they were using, even monkeys, gorillas, and stuff like that. So he's saying that even those, you know, there are certain procedures that have to be followed. I think we have another caller.
Yes, the caller la page. Ekunga not says o kuti Slobani. Mfowethu kunjani?
I'm writing kunjani.
Nyapila nkuluma lobani?
Kuja kalas.
Njakala. Jakala siyapila it.
Hello?
Uyapila in jakalas.
Nyapila.
Akuchi kuti wena ubona njani udaba lwa makaya?
Kumagaya kufanele kuti aitirongweni ngoba uyabona into leyayenzayo ayikurayoti ngoba especially uyabona abantu besona kunomunye le abaakithi last week abahamba yenza njalo but abana bafazi babantwana bayi-12 abafazi bakhona but labantwana bancani bane-12-13 sasuka somripota lomuntu amapholisa abasitshela ukuthi hayi lingayi kuye ngoba ayena abati ulapha ikholera ma akuthenthela amanzi ake lawa wakwazi ukuthi mawubhala form 6 uyaphasa futhi yabona.
Mhm.
But lo muntu lo ugcina ashaywe ngabantu ngoba abathi abantu laba bafileyo laba ngawabele mina wakwazi ukuthi abavuka abafani labantu yabona.
Mhm.
Ugcina ashaywe ngabantu ulimele kakhulu lo muntu but abantu le umagaya kufanele ukuthi bavambophe ayithoke manje angeke bambophe ngoba ishona vele ishona angeke bambophe.
Yebo. Not ukuthi kumbe engxa ukukhuluma kubi ngomuntu wakhe.
Bani.
Ukuthi ukukhuluma kubi ngomuntu wakhe rather than ukuthi kumbulishona ngokumbi into njalo.
Hayi manje ngiyakwazi ukuthi angeke bambophe ngoba akuthi ngikhulume kabi ngiyakwazi ukuthi mawuyishona ngeke bakubambe.
Mm.
Eh, wona ukwazi lokwakwazi.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu mfowethu. So kodwa ke nqa bemvalele sibili njobe sithi ukuthi wena kulomnye umuntu wayehamba isitwe lapha abantu abale khorela bavha kwakungapi khona apho
ngisekwala kwala ndanana ngihlala khona.
So wafa abantu bangaki?
Okay,
wabhubha abantu bangaki bangaka bafaya
abafaya yena abantu uyayilapha iLuxembourg ikholera yena lo umprofita lo.
Aha.
Ngisho nomprofita lalawati anazi ukuthi bathi usuka kuthi le manje abahamba athi uyalapha ulapha ekholera uyabona
kodwa abantu bagcina bemtshaya ngoba bamtshaya abantu
bamtshaya ngoba ufike lapha ngithi abathi mama malapha umuntu abafuna iy'nkomo zeyi-3 uyabona. Ya
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Jakala, sibongele kakhulu.
Okay cha.
Thank you so much. So, Jakalazi is saying that there is another prophet who was walking in the villages in Chukwalakwala, right down there in Chiredzi. And this guy was actually demanding 3 cows per person, per household, if ever he treated people with cholera.
Mm-hmm.
So he says now people realize that this guy was a con man. So so they beat him up. So he says there are so many people who do such things.
Mm-hmm.
So he says Magaya is supposed to be behind bars right now because this is devastating people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course, we urge people to, if possible, effect a citizen arrested.
Don't beat up, yeah.
Surrender the alleged culprit to the police, not bitter people. Thank you so much. Anutida Jafet is saying, call me. Onias Ndoro, call me. Boas Jayaguru, Arugutuo, please call me. Simba Kambeni, Arugutuo, call me. Linda Brooks is watching with you. Thank you, Linda, in the UK. Jambo Piri, Arugutuo, Aongo Muki, Uchitua Wana Mshuonga Zimbabwe. You need to follow all the required procedures. Of course, Jumbo, I know he's a pharmacist, so he knows what he's talking about. Gabriel Machingura, watching you from Durban, South Africa. Thank you so much. Kenya Sunday, Midrand Pay Pajosa, Munyaradzi Poniwa, just arrested that guy, busy making money and abusing innocent people. But of course, Munyaradzi, that's what we said at the top of the show, that... we are not here to say Prophet Magaya be arrested or not. That is up to the courts. We just want to people to understand the procedure, what needs to be done, what does the law say. Whether he's guilty or not, I think the matter is before the courts.
Mm.
We need to wait for the court processes. Let's go to Apostle Dube. Apostle Dube, are you still on the line?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Now, Apostle Dube, do you think these procedures that Dr. Nyamande was talking about are known to people, or people are just, used to the way things were done long back? You know, our ancestors could actually say, I had a dream and, you know, something like that. Do people really understand the law?
I think the problem with the laws and the guidelines in Zimbabwe, particularly from the Ministry of Health, is that between 1980, I think, and about 2000, somewhere there, Ministry of Health was very active in calling people together, publicizing the laws, the statutes that were coming out. There was a lot of consultation and there was a lot of education.
Mm-hmm.
But now... the laws are done up there. People are not involved. The dissemination is very poor. The problem in Zimbabwe, we have very good laws, mm-hmm. but dissemination policy of the laws is very poor. Mm-hmm. I want to just talk about what happened when the HIV policy was formulated, my brother. Mm-hmm. They sat somewhere in Harare, they did not consult anyone, and they thought all communities in Zimbabwe were homogeneous. Mm-hmm. Now, when it did not work, when they discovered that this policy was a stumbling block in some communities, they then went down to the people to say, let us talk in your language. How do you want this principle or law articulated? Then people made contributions into the law. But because people are ignored and are not sought to participate, many laws are there, but very few people know about them. Mm-hmm. And I think places like churches like the Church of Gwazamakaya, have a lot of people that if one official goes to the church and explains, and one thing I know is also, I know, for example, Dr. Makandiwa has delivered, I mean, Prophet Makandiwa has even prayed for people who have delivered in church. Mm-hmm. And ambulances have come to take them to the hospital after they have delivered. Why? Because I know there are doctors and senior nurses in that church that advise on what policy says. But in as far as people knowing and relating to particular laws in the Ministry of Health, they are very ignorant.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Apostle Dube. But of course, they say ignorance is not a defense. So,
I know.
Yes, people must, like what Apostle Dube has stated there, that mm-hmm. there is need for people to actually understand. But then, like he's saying, there is also with the Minister of Health, vanofanira kupota vachienda kune vanhu vachitaura zvavaita kare, ndozvotaurwa naApostle Dube, vachiudza vanhu nezvemutemo nezvavari kuita kuti vanhu vanzwisisane pasazopote pachiita bata murefu bata mupfupi. Tine mutereri vaziso makadii?
Tiri nani zvedu makadiwo.
Aiwa, isu tiri nani, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa mazuva ese tinenge tichingotambura kuti tipinde.
Aiwa, tinofara kana vapinda kudai.
Nyaya yavamagaya iyi iri paviri. Chekutanga ndinoti ko mazinata edu anowana mushonga vamwe mazinata anoti ndinorapa kenza. Mishonga yavo vakaendesa kunebhere. Chechipiri ndechekuti anonzi adiscove mushonga kana kuti wavanoda kuti adiscove mushonga muzimbabwe nhere muafrican here kana kuti muamerican because kana munhu achiti awana mushonga weAIDS chekutanga tinopembera tichiti paitika breakthrough saka iye maclaims ake kana achiti anorapa AIDS tadii tautesa sezvambotaurwa nevamwe hongu akatyora mutemo. But panga pasina here dzimwe nzira dzekuti tisimudzirane nekuti kana mushonga uyu uchinzi warapa ndinovimba kuti mushonga uyu unowinza mari yakawandisa wandisa tisingade zvedu kuzobatawo politics kuti ane political stamina here kuti awane munhu anomberera kuti maybe naanga ainaye asina kupindurwa mujeri.
Asi Dr. Nyambane ndichati vadzoke futi vozotsanangura zvakare vanga vachingoti zvinonetsa kuti munhu angoti ndawana mushonga waakutotanga kutestwa pane vanhu ko munhu akafa.
Aiwa, ndizvozvo zvachose. Ivo vamagaya kana ndakanzwa kwamose vachitaura vaitizoni ndatesta for mamercuries ndatesta ivo vamuroda kubvunza tinokumbira kuti muvabvunze kutora itiko kana research yakaitwa kuindia munhu ouya kuno kuzimbabwe achiti ndawana mushonga mwari vandizarurira ndawana mushonga unorapa AIDS akaita matesti ake koko kuindia zvese saka chaari kusungirwa kuadvertise here kana kuti iidea here kana kuti patoo nevamwewo vanoda kuti hopa zvinhu zvabuda because this is an investment for a lifetime.
Okay, vaziso chimbomirai makadaro. Dr. Nyamande, chimbotipindai mbichana nekukurumidza pari kunzi ipo vari kuti vakaita matesti avo kuindia.
Hallo.
Taurai tizwe Dr. Nyamande. Hanzi navaziso vamagaya vari kuti matesti akaitwa kare kuindia. vadi kupuwa mukana.
So okay, like I've sematsana ngura ndaita before, even musho test yemushonga upi neupi wakaitwa kupi hazvirere kuti unongosvika uchishanda muZimbabwe. Mukatarisa kune every country, nyika yega yega ine a way yaino register mushonga ichashanda munyika imomo. Hope tikunzwisana ipapo.
Tikunzwisana.
So even waona mushonga wako kuAmerica kana kuBritain haungowi nawo muZimbabwe, onzi wakuita se wautanga kutengeswa muZimbabwe. Mushonga wese unoregistwa neinonzi Medicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe. Saka kana mushonga usiri paregister reMedicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe, mushonga iwo hakwanise nge uchiita se uchidistributwa kuadvertisewa kana kupuhwa vanhu. Ane murunza makatarisa macharges apuhwa vamagaya. Haasi kungotaura kuti zvii like vakatopa vanhu mushonga. Even kuti waadvertise mushonga usati wava paregister yeMedicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe inenge itori mhosva iyoyo. So then chechipiri chandira kuti handichekuti tinzwisisei sensitivity yenyaya iyi. Isusu like isusana chiremba hatisi kuti innovation yakashata. Kana kuine munhu anenge adiscover mushonga anenge agona, asi kune maprocedure. Kana mushonga wadiscoverwa tichishandisa zvechiprofita kana zveun'anga, handizi kune ma-statutory regulations anoregulata kuti maherbal medicines anoshanda sei. Handizi ka?
Yeah.
Then kana mushonga uchinge uchinzi uri maformal drugs, mukatarisa mushonga wamagaya was not only herb, asi wanga uri kunzi wanga uri kugadzirwa into macapsules into madrugs achazotengeswa. Then there is a procedure inofollowa zvikare. Then ndoda kupindura kune zvataurwa naapostori pavari kuti pamwe Minister of Health haisi kunyatso paridzira vanhu nezvekuti mutemo wakamira sei. Panapa ngatitarisei munhu watiri kudhila naye. Tiri kudhila na Prophet Magaya, with an influential person, mukatarisa lawyer ari kuvamiririra munyaya yaoyi. He has been there achivamirira nyaya dzakawanda kubva kumashure. So I think in my view Prophet Magaya munhu anokwanisa watinoti ane access to sound legal advice. Mukatarisa approach yavakaita, vakatoenda vakanoisa mapateni mushonga wawakatika. Zvinhu zvavo zvese vanga vari kuita vachifollowa chiu process. Saka hatingati munhu wekuti vaita zvavaita izvi nekusaziva mutemo, because munhu anoziva how the procedure works. So I would have thought kuti before vaanaunza zvavakaita vaifanira kunge vabvunza malawyers avo kuti wata mutemo unotii kuti ndikwatisenge ndichienda nedrug itsva rinobatsira muHIV muZimbabwe. Hatishore munhu anouya nemushonga mutsva. HIV semazira munoita necancer, zvinhu zvashungurudza pasoro. And munhu anenge awana mushonga iwo, something which the medical fraternity is always looking forward to. Asi ngazviitwe through the due process, ngazviitwe tisingape risk kuvanhu vachazotenga mushonga iwowo. Ngazviitwe tisingacreate mamwe maresistance strains anogona kuzobuda, anogona kuzoshungurudza pasorose nekuda kweirresponsibility yemunhu wani.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nyamande. Your day gives what Dr. Nyamande is saying, that he's insisting that there is need to follow all the procedures. Otherwise, you risk people's lives. And he's saying that, you know, like he initially said, that some medicines might end up building
some resistance.
Some resistance. People, if they are not taking their medication, then there is resistance to that medicine, and new strains might actually be created that cannot be cured. You know, we are seeing that with antibiotics here in America. You know, some people are not responding to antibiotics anymore, which is a cause for concern. Even remember the cholera in Zimbabwe.
Yes,
the WHO had to bring in new medicines because the medication that they were using in Zimbabwe was not working at all.
Yeah.
You know, so those are some of the issues that he's saying people must take cognizance of the fact that there is need to do you know, thorough research.
Yes, sizokutoka ke ecingweni lapha ke silonelisiwe phiri Piri mapiri kunjani?
Kukhona linjani ba?
Siyaphila kakhulu, sorry sesikumise kakhulu ecingweni. So wena ungathini ngalokhu mama?
Hayi mina lami ngivumelana lo dokotela. Yazi ukuphonga ukuthatha imithi ungahlolwanga. Liyabona imithi leyi kakhulu esithathayo kanti. Nxa uyahamba emtholampilo uyehlolwa khona ukuthi khona ulelungelo lokuthatha imithi leyo o iyafika emzimbeni iphambani sokunye. So uma umuntu engaphonga ukufika lo muthi, ngiphonga ukufika lo muthi ngithi umuthi lowo uyaqeda lokhu. And then ingawutshengisanga ngabe ezempilakahle. Hayi mbone ngathi awuhambi kahle lami la.
Ye, kuthi nxa sikhangela sibili wena uzwe kuthiwa abantu bathatha imithi leyi enjengama-ARVs ngabayekelanga yini sebesizokuthiwa sokulo muthi ongani ungakulungisa konke lokho?
Ngokubona kwami mina nxa sengizwile ukuthi kule nto engangiphilisa ngiyayekela lokhu okunye kade ngikuthatha ngiqine ngithatha lo ukuthi uyaphilisa obviously.
Ye, bakhona abantu abaziyo abangani kade bekhuluma ngakho sibili kakhulu labathatha ama-ARVs?
Ya, bakhona abantu abaningi labangane nezihlobo eziningi bakhanya ngathi wavele sebethembele kikho ukuthi bamthembile kakhulu but hayi mina angihambisani lakho. Yebo kurayithi, yebo lakho siyadinga usizo kodwa mina ngombono wami bembona ukuthi ngabeni uqale wabona abezempilakahle bahlola wancedisana labezempilakahle nxa ekuthi yena laye ufuna ukusiza nje isize liyabona.
So ngabaxwayisa uthini bolabo sibili abangani sebecawa ngokuthi enxa yomagaya uzaphuma-ke lo ngantu ngabanceda ongabe lapho?
Sazi ukuthi kungabanceda kodwa mina kangivumelani lakho. Kwebesuna kubalimaza ngabena uncedisane labezempilakahle ukuthi hayi lingathatha imithi leyi but asambeni kwabezempilakahle kumbe kudingwa amanye amadokotela alolwazi ebahlolele then ebesebanika kusuya phambili. Lokhu kuphungu ukuthi abantu bethathe nje kuyaqeda-ke ngubani oselathiwe kubonakale ukuthi kuyaphela yini. Laba abaprofithi yebo siyabathemba but kwesinye isikhathi hhayi nabathembe kangako.
Yebo phela phoselokugcina-ke mama, phoselokugcina maphela.
Hayi ngiyabonga ukukhuluma lana esentweni. Ngithemba ukuthi ngaxwayisa abantu bakithi ukuthi lanxa yebo umuthi usizo siludinga but asingaludingi ngendlela leziyana ezizagcina futhi zisifake enkingeni. Ngiyabonga ba.
Sibonga kakhulu-ke Nelisiwe Phiri. Ungaphi khonapho mama, e-South Africa?
Empumalanga.
Ye, ungathina lokusasa mama, siyabonga.
Hello.
So that is Nelisiwe Phiri. She's saying that you know the government is right in having taken such measures because it creates a lot of anxiety among people. So but she says you know many people were hoping that Makaya will come out with a cure for HIV and cancer. So she says maybe the government should have taken that kind of herbal medicine and tested it so that they will establish whether he is right or wrong and then they'll make a proper announcement. So she's just like what Dr. Fortune Munyamada is saying.
Nathan Fraser Chicks Tomboenda kuneva tereri wedu vari pa Facebook. Those watching us live, thank you so much. Nathan is saying, I think Prophet Magaya has a right to review anything he might want as any citizen of our country about the procedure. It's another matter of the day. Well, Nathan, the law is the law. Cosmas Imbayaro Govera ari kuti saka munhu awana mushonga onyarara here nhai. Then Sarah Mazengera ari kuti thank you so much Dr. Nyamande, matsanangura zvinogutsa. Those are some of the comments that we are getting, Gibbs.
Yes, we've got people like Kenyas Chakanyuka who says, I'm watching from Cape Town in South Africa. Tutuzile Mpofu says, I'm watching you guys from Johannesburg in Preston. Why can't they test the medicine? Let's see whether it works or it doesn't. And then we've got Ekias Muvindi, who says, you guys can call me. Shepard Maposa writes, I'm watching you from Johannesburg. We must test these drugs, whether they work or not. So why not test them today? and then we've got Bernard Muriba, who says, yeah, guys, we're mm-hmm. together. So maybe you can go to Apostle, mm-hmm. meet and Dube. Yeah.
Now, Apostle Dube, are you still on the line?
Yes, my brother.
Yes. Let's look at the way forward here. What do you think needs to be done?
I think what needs to be done is, number one, governments must work with Magaya on this.
Mm-hmm.
They must charge him for whatever they charge him. I mean, if he did not follow the law, let them deal with that. But they need to work with him. Let us see the authenticity of his drugs. Let us test them and see how they work or how they do not work.
Mm-hmm.
If they work, let them register, give him a patent, and let the nation of Zimbabwe benefit. And if this drug works, it will not only benefit Zimbabwe, but economically, it will also benefit Zimbabwe, and it will benefit health-wise other nations of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So let us not just say the arrest and end there. He did not follow procedure, fine. But furthermore, let the Minister of Health go out to communities and teach them on these inventions, the patents, and the procedure that needs to be followed mm-hmm. when a drug comes into the country. Because many people are trying a lot of things with or without knowing. They are trying a lot of things. I remember the time of Umringa. My brother, I started Mpilo HIV clinic. I started UPS with Doctors Without Borders.
Mm-hmm.
People would actually leave their medicine and try something else.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch them that whenever a drug comes, whatever they hear, they must not stop taking their medication. But
mm-hmm.
remember, when people are desperate, mm-hmm. they will try anything else. So the government needs to protect people and protect inventors at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Magaya is trying to bring a solution to Zimbabwe. People are looking for a solution. Let us know by the end of the day if this medicine works or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Thank you. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
And of course, Apostle Emmett Ntube used to work for the National AIDS Council, I think an affiliate in Bulawayo, if I'm not mistaken. So, guys, Lobaba
Material
and AIDS Council, yeah. So, guys, Lobaba Oktuang Robert Ndlovu. Nomzala Robert Ndlovu, kunja? Yeah, Chang, I'm a chance to be discussed as Pelia Baba. Ulbana Jan Tabalo.
Yeah, okay, let's cut it in storage. For starters, drug testing, Idama services. First, you need volunteers, healthy volunteers, for safety and trust and testing, ama testing ranges. Secondly, testing ama drugs on patients. It's time to assess efficacy, meaning effectiveness.
Mm.
And then the other one is ama side effects. These procedures take time and money. That's the first part. That's the technical part. I won't repeat what Nemanda said, because it appears, the Reverend says, he must give it a chance.
Mm.
Well, what I'm saying is the burden of proof or the onus is upon Magaya. We made a type initiative, you know, to get a savings.
Mm.
Not the other way around, the government, the work is not funded. The dangers are, same quite, number one, those who are already on medication or taking it run the risk of defaulting. Okay? This negates the amount of work the government has done and the National AIDS Council in trying to keep the disease.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, it will lead to some untoward behavior, as you know, that people in Zimbabwe love believing anything. So, in a nutshell, the burden is laid upon the government. Because otherwise, Gusar Salami, so we need to be very careful with this, okay? Everybody is hoping, but let it be time for surgery. It's costly.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time because of my procedure. For example, they need to test with how does it interact with other drugs, how does it interact with paracetamol, penicillin, and other drugs. So it's not a work to me, you know. You can't dream about such things. So for now, Zimbabweans must forget about this. Stick to what, if they are taking those drugs, stick to what they've been doing in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Until some time, the what they are using is proved otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
The burden of proof lies squared with it. In fact,
mm-hmm.
must do it any time. Scarlet into those other. When we are the network, let me only community service. to set a clear record. And then we should not look.
I see about Ndlovu. Yeah, Ndlovu. Yeah, that is Mr. Robert Ndlovu, a blessing. I think he said everything that in English and Ndebele, he was mixing those two languages. But something of interest, he says, if ever people are allowed to come out with their own kind of herbs, like I heard you last week that you dreamt of something, winning a lotto, you know? So he says you can actually... he says you can actually gather your own mchwankela. You know mchwankela is that those kind of berries that are black and it's a nice kind of berry, you know? So he says you can actually pound that and then commercialize it and say this cures HIV. So he says that danger is there. So there's need to actually protect people against those kind of things. Maybe you come out with your own. I don't know.
I don't know. Let's go back to Dr. Nyamande. Hello, Dr. Nyamande.
Hello.
Yes. We were talking about the way forward. What needs to be done now? There's this claim. He has been arrested. I think yesterday he indicated that he was working with the government. I don't know whether to look at the efficacy of the drug or how he was working with the Minister of Health. But from a medical point of view, what is the way forward?
Okay, I think let me be very clear. Let me give a very simple example. Suppose someone makes a helicopter or an aeroplane from Zimbabwe. Are we going to allow the aeroplane or the helicopter to just go into the skies and fly just because this is a Zimbabwean product? No. There are due processes, there are due procedures, there are laws, there are regulations which are followed. Why are we trying to shift the laws just because this is now a medical issue or this is now a spiritual issue? With Daniel Chingoma, who came up with a helicopter, for example, but it was not allowed to fly because it did not meet the requirements, it did not follow the procedures. So why would we want to give lesser value to human life just because there's a prophet who's involved? Let's go back to the basics. We need to follow the law. Why is the law written? The law is written so that it guides how everyone behaves, including the president. Everyone is bound by the law. So Magaya is not above the law. Neither am I, as a doctor, above the law. Let's follow the law. Let's follow the procedures. If he indeed has discovered a drug, then he has to follow the law. If he has to go to medical school, if he has to go and learn, then he has to go. If he doesn't want, then he has to find a doctor. He has to find a public health scientist. He has to find someone with the requisite training who conduct the clinical trials. Then if that is proved to work, then that will be a blessing for Zimbabwe. Let us follow the law. This is very simple. And, you know, I don't think, you know, listening to comments from people, this is a divisive issue, but also this may really send very wrong messages. Let me really conclude by saying, as long as there's no scientific evidence, which is not irrefutable, we cannot accept any drug that purports to cure HIV. The repercussions are more ghastly to contemplate. The repercussions are more dangerous. There's HIV, drug resistance, there's, you know, defaulting. There's a lot of things that can happen if we take his assertions to be true. The onus is on Mr. Magaya to prove to the world that he found a cure. It is not... The onus is not on the government to prove that Magaya's cure works. The onus is on the other way around. And let's simply follow the law.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much. And he talked about one Daniel Chinkoma's helicopter.
Yes.
You know, if you go to Mbuzi Turnoff, that's where it's permanently parked now.
And this reminds me of Barnabas Bandasuke helicopter in Blawai.
Yeah.
This helicopter, I'm not vouching for that.
Yeah.
But it was flying at night.
Yeah.
Then it will land at a certain place today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you wake up, it is at Babafield Stadium.
Yeah.
The following day it is in Nkulumane
yeah.
or Eskotin.
Yeah.
So how it flew?
Nobody.
Nobody. Was not allowed to fly. So slow baba ke u Vincent Cungeni. Ba Vincent kunjani?
Ah siyaphila futhi.
Yeah, isikhathi sasihambile sihlalele imizuzu emhlanu nje. Akutsho khona lapha kutsho baba.
Ya, bengene andale i-headline ukuthi uMagaya uthi yena utholele ikhambi leyo lapha i-HIV.
Qhubeka baba.
Hayi, mina umthetho mawuthi uthatha indawo yawo angulo angiboni inkinga ke lokho. Ngoba ma ongabe ungifundile abantu abaningi they believe in abalidazo wabo. So ngokuthi yena ethi into lana iyalapha without any scientific ngendlela yabodokotela abaqeqeshiweyo abantu bazobhelieva kuye. And thereafter, if ingasebenzi leyo nto imphefulo abantu eminingi izolahleka. Yena into okumele yenzeke kumele ukuthi uma ungabe kuyikuthi utholile ukuthi kungabe kuselapha eqale kwenze ngendlela ebonisane labantu bezempilo before a-publicize into yakhe.
Yes.
Indlela ebembona ngathi isibi singaba ngcono kulokuthi evele ethi yena selitholile etshela abantu bebani. Ngoba abantu abaningi they believe in our profit.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Isikhathi sesesihambile. Kodwa sikuzwile sibili baba. Ungadinwa kusasa baba Vincent.
Hayi, kubonga mina futhi.
Yes, siyabonga.
Abanye abantu bazokwazi ukuthi asikho konkomele bekukholwa okuzaba nabafundisi ngona ngidaba profit.
Hayi, siyabonga.
Into ekufanele ukuyizwa kahle ukuthi beqale beze ngabodokotela before befika kubaprofit.
Yeah, that's about Akuru. So what Vincent is saying is that, you know, many people believe in what preachers say. So he says maybe Makaya here was using his divine power, you know, by saying, you know, I've discovered this and many people are going to fall for it. He says if it worked, it was going to be good for people. If it didn't work, many people are going to die. So he has got this fear that, you know, there are going to be all sides. And if the side is negative, then you lose a lot of lives in the process. Yeah.
Of course, we are almost coming to the end of our program. Let's go to Prophet Dube. Prophet Dube, your last word.
I guess his phone cut off.
Oh,
yeah, I'm told his phone cut off.
And Dr. Nyamanda, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay, I know we're supposed to go for 30 minutes, but we apologize.
No, that's okay.
But just your last word, Dr. Nyamandi.
Yeah, my last word is mainly directed to the Zimbabwean public. I think as much as we acknowledge the need for scientific innovation or even innovation from other powers which are not science, currently we do not have evidence that we have got a cure for HIV. So we urge all the patients out there to continue taking their medications religiously as they were doing before these claims. If Prophet Magaya drug works, then he has to find a way of bringing it through the formal medical system so that it is tested and enough research is done. And if that is done, if that works, that would be a bonus for Zimbabwe. If it doesn't work, then the struggle to look for a new drug will continue. But stopping the medication is not an option. And in the meantime, let's pretend as if this has not happened. We do not hear these claims. Let's keep on taking our medications. Let's keep on looking forward to finding a cure one day, whether from
the doctors
or from the scientists. But at the end of the day, let's keep taking our medication.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Nyamanda. Unfortunately, time is not on our side. We want to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Fortune Nyamande of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association, Apostle Midian Dube. And thanks to our viewers, listeners, and those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. Thanks to our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube saying have a lovely weekend. Bye.